There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. The betting splits page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. And now it's updated every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all of the action. You're going to be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way. VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Matt, let's start this hour talking a little National Football League. How about that?
How about that? Circus Sports put up win totals yesterday. You can find alternate win totals up there as well. One team I've got a lot of interest in this season is the Philadelphia Eagles. Michael, I wanted to ask you about this because I think the Eagles have done a lot of positive things here in the offseason. The win total is around 9, 9.5. Is Philly potentially a 10-win team, a team that's capable of winning the NFC East?
Well, you know, I live in the Philadelphia area, and they're convinced they're going to win 18 games this year in the regular season.
Okay.
Even though they only have 17 games on the schedule. So, you know, that's an – I mean, the Borgata's – I think the Borgata's at 10. That's how – confident Eagle fans are. But I think when you look at what they've done, Matt, is this offseason it's been very productive.
Right.
You know, they've added to their defense, which has to change a little bit, because when they played against the really good quarterbacks, and there were six of them, they played Brady twice, Prescott twice, in a game that didn't matter, that he Prescott didn't play. You know, they played Herbert, they played Mahomes, you know, they played Brady twice. Those games, they didn't play good defense. They couldn't stop the forward pass very well. I think there was 12 incompletions total in all those games.
Wow.
But when they played the lesser teams, they were able to, you know, to dominate. Now, they've got to play better, but their run game is really hard to defend. And Hurts runs the ball. And until he can prove he can throw the ball in the playoffs, I think they're a good regular season bet.
Good enough to win that division, maybe?
I, Mitch, I think so. I mean, you know, I don't trust the Cowboys. Do you? I mean, I don't trust them completely. I mean, the David Njoku contract, Dalton Schultz isn't going to want to settle for anything less than that. And his numbers are way better than Njoku's over 3 years. So they got to get him under contract. They've got some question marks in their offensive line. There's no doubt about that. Tyron Smith makes way too much money. He doesn't stay healthy at left tackle. Can they handle that? I think there's a lot of questions about the Cowboys going in. And look, you know, one thing I keep saying about the Cowboys, and I don't get it. I don't understand why they don't change. But Jonathan Taylor, the running back for the Colts, he averages 9 yards a catch. That's really good. Kamara averages 9.3. Eckler averages 9.2. Zeke Elliott averages 6.6. How they can't get him involved in the passing game is beyond me. Zeke has all the skills to be a good pass game running back, but they don't refuse to get him involved. At 6'6", that's pedestrian-like.
Yeah, Zeke's going to have to rediscover himself here. He's had a couple of down seasons. Jalen Hurts is an interesting figure. I wrote a column about this a couple of weeks ago in Point Spread Weekly, and I think he's the key to whether the Eagles overachieve this season or not. Michael, you're an evaluator. You evaluate quarterbacks. You have a good eye for this stuff. Do you think Hurts has the potential to be an accurate downfield passer? Does he have the ability to be that quarterback who can develop and take the Eagles to the next level? Do you see it? Do you see the potential there in Hurts?
I see what I see is what I saw at Alabama. What I see is the same thing why he had to get replaced at halftime by Tua. Uh-huh. You know, and the same thing at Oklahoma. I don't see him being an anticipating thrower. I don't see him being able to throw the ball into a window where the receiver hasn't entered, and by the time the ball gets there, the receiver's entered. I don't see him play with any rhythm. I don't see him play with any timing. I think he's a running quarterback. Look, you know, when you go through his career, he's only had 2 fourth-quarter comebacks. I mean, you know, in game-winning drives. It's hard for him to throw the ball when he has to throw it. And I think you see it in the Eagles' numbers. I mean, look, the Eagles' numbers, they were 32nd, Matt, in attempts last year. They were 25th in yards. They were 25th in touchdowns. Now, he didn't throw interceptions, but where they were so dominant, they were dominant was in the running game. And that's where they really made all their hay, you know, and they were able to do that with their ability to utilize his skill set in the running game. And when you watch the Tampa playoff game, I mean, he just couldn't make throws. And when teams force him to play quarterback from behind center and keep him in the pocket, I just don't see him being the long-term answer.
Mm-hmm. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi, our guest, former longtime executive in the NFL, current VSiN host, catch his show Lombardi Line weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, right here on VSiN and VSiN.com. Okay, so Matt mentioned how Circa put out their NFL win totals over the weekend. They put out 3 different win totals for every team, Michael, and they put out an alternate low total and an alternate high total. And the low total on the Browns is 8.5. If you want to go under that, it's +195. And I'm bringing that up because, you know, HBO's Real Sports did the feature on some of the women who are accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. That came out last Tuesday. And now it's like June this week. Do you have any idea when the NFL is going to come out with an announcement about his future?
No, I just know that sometime in June, I think it will be probably at the end of June when the news cycle is probably really quiet. You know, maybe the 4th of July weekend they'll do it. But I mean, just based on all the things that we've heard, and, you know, obviously we're not in the court proceedings or the depositions, but you've got to believe in that he's going to get suspended for some time, whether it's 6 games, 4 games, 8 games. I don't know. But I think they're preparing for that. And if you look at their schedule, the first part that they open up in Carolina, I don't think it's, you know, it's a challenging schedule for them to start their season off with. But I expect Watson to not be in there. I don't expect Baker Mayfield to be the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I expect it to be Jacoby Brissett to be the backup if Watson doesn't play.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the first 4 games, they did catch a break.
Yeah.
But games 5 and 6, they get the Chargers and Patriots at home. Let's say it is a 6-game suspension. This is still a pretty good team, and if Brissett's the quarterback, like, what do you can they be 4-2? Can they be 3-3 without Watson at quarterback?
You know, Mitch, I think one of the things that we don't talk enough about the Cleveland Browns is their inability to really be great on defense. You know, last year they were 27th in the red zone defensively. You know, they were just in the middle of the pack for a team that could rush the quarterback. They were just the middle of the pack on third down. They were 13th on third down defense, you know, and I think to me, you know, they've got to get better defensively. And I think a lot of that starts with their pass defense. I mean, Garrett's tremendous rush in the passer, but when they play against good passers, they have struggled. And I think that's got to change a little bit. And if it does, I think they can certainly go up. If Chubb stays healthy and Kareem Hunt stays healthy and Watson's on that field, I mean, that's a dynamic combination because Watson can run. They're going to run the Stefanski offense, which Watson's going to be involved in that with the bootlegs and nakeds and all that. It's the perfect offense for Watson to be in. And I think they can be very dangerous with their skill set. So I just think their defense has to be improved in the passing game. I mean, look, what, you know, I at the end of the year, you know, they struggle to stop Green Bay. I know we turned the ball over four times in that game, which was a killer. You know, they lose to Pittsburgh 26-14 in week 17 of the season. You know, and Pittsburgh scoring 26 points on anybody is a joke with Ben at quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Michael Lombardi with us. I think the AFC West, top to bottom, looks like the toughest division in football. And I saw Rich Eisen of NFL Network ranked the teams in the division before the draft, and he had the Raiders as the best team in the West. He's obviously not an odds maker. The Raiders are the long shot to win that division. But would it stun you, Michael, if the Raiders did win the AFC West this season? Do you think this team, which did win 10 games last season, by the way, is going to be much better with Josh McDaniels?
I do. And, you know, I think Darren Waller's going to have a breakout. I mean, he's tremendous. I think he's going to be even better. I mean, last year they were only 18th in points scored offensively, you know, and I think that they can improve. And you know, we talk so much about the Raider running game, and they were, you know, they were 28th in yards last year in terms of their running game. I think that's going to improve. I think they will be better. I think the question mark for the Raiders defensively is, are they strong enough up the middle? Do they have good enough defensive tackles that they can hold up against the run? Because one thing I do know about the Raiders, if they get the lead and they're able to play with win the first half and they get into the second half with Chandler Jones and Max Crosby rushing off the edge, they're going to be hard to play. With Waller and Devontae Adams, and now they put Hunter Renfro in the slot where he belongs. You know, Hunter Renfro was like their leading receiver last year. He's playing outside. He's a slot guy all the way. I think this could be really an effective team. Now, look, it's a challenge. The Chargers are a little bit better. The Broncos, you know, are much improved. Wilson's got to play better. I think it's a tough division. I think the Raiders are going to be right there. It's all going to come down to their defensive, their ability on their defense.
You know, you hit on something there. We don't have a lot of time left. We've got about a minute and a half. But Russell Wilson, I thought last year, looked, I'm going to just say, fat and slow. He looked, he didn't look like the same Russell Wilson. Do you expect him to look a lot better in Denver, and how do you think he's going to look within that offense?
You know, everybody says let Russ cook. Well, I agree with you, Matt. I mean, Russ was a short order cook last year. He wasn't cooking at French Laundry. I mean, he was a line cook last year. He wasn't cooking anything. He was only rushed for 183 yards last year, the lowest total in his career. Couldn't make anybody miss. Yeah. He couldn't make the Russell let him cook plays. I think it's a big year for him. I expect him to turn it around because I think fear does the work of reason, and the fact that he's now, the spotlight's on him, no more excuses, he's got to play better.
Yep. Michael, great to talk to you. Enjoy Memorial Day today. Thanks for the time.
You too, guys. Thank you so much.
Yep, and you can get the Lombardi Line weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on VSiN.
What do you think about Russell Wilson? That's going to be a very public team, obviously, the Broncos at this
I fully expect him to go there and have a really – he's going to be rejuvenated.
Yeah.
To get out from underneath Pete Carroll
right.
And the mess of a head coach that he is.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
He did not look good last year.
By the way, Peter King did his power ratings. He's a writer, not an odds maker himself. Chargers number two in the league.
Wow. Okay.
They're good. That's pretty high, and that's a lot of expectations for that team. I don't know if they're that good. We will hit today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. The most profitable starting pitcher in 2022 takes the mound today. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers is your home for betting on the French Open. Log in any day of the French Open and receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bets on the French Open. The top half of the men's draw, as you probably know by now, is loaded, shaping up to be a great week at that tournament. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Okay, a little Major League Baseball here today. It is Memorial Day, so we have, you know, it's not like the entire card is peppered with day games, but we have some day games today. There is a doubleheader, Brewers Cubs. They're going to go at it for a couple. How good was Corbin Burns again yesterday?
He's been great.
Man,
his strikeout numbers are off the hook too.
Yep, he's going to be. I have some pretty solid long shots to win the National League Cy Young. If this guy, if he stays healthy the whole year and is doing what he's doing, like for the full year through 2 months, he's going to repeat as the winner.
What odds do you have when you say solid long shots? What are the best odds you got?
Top of my head, I have Zach Gallen at 75-1.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? I added a little Sandy Alcantara over the weekend at 20-1. On that list right now that you're looking at, I have no Musgrove. He could win it. I have no Lopez. I like him. He goes today in Coors. I don't have a bet on Lopez, though. Bueller, I don't have a bet on. Wheeler, I have a little bit on. No Max Fried. And I'm blanking. I know. Josh Hader.
Okay.
Josh Hader, I have it on several tickets at 100-1.
Yeah, I think Corbin Burns is a rightful favorite at this point. I would not bet a favorite at this stage of the season.
No, neither would I.
If you're going to look to bet this market, I think you have to look at guys like Joe Musgrove, Walker Bueller, double-digit odds.
He can win it. I can't believe he's 11-1.
He's in action today, by the way, against the Pirates. He should pick up another win tonight.
Yeah, that opened as a $3 favorite.
Right.
Hell, the 2.5 run line today on the Dodgers is probably going to be like even money. How often do you see that?
Circus Sports overnight, Dodgers -1.5 is -145.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you're going to bet the Dodgers against the Pirates with Walker Bueller pitching tonight, you have to lay the 1.5 if you're gonna play that game.
You ever tie in big favorites on parlays in baseball?
Not really. Yeah. I don't like to bet big favorites in general. So, no. I don't bet baseball that way.
Yeah, I'm not a big parlay bettor.
I don't like to lay the 1.5 either.
That's the thing.
But
it's
I think
if you're
going to play the Dodgers tonight, you have to do it that way.
I would take a peek at 2.5.
Would you?
The way that this offense can get going. And by the way, Thompson, I believe, is going for the Pirates tonight. There was a back and forth last night whether it was going to be Thompson or Keller. I prefer Keller, but they can rock the – they can score a bunch of runs in this game.
Sure.
And Bueller can go out there and be brilliant for 7 innings.
Right.
So that would not stun me. Are you going to be on the most profitable pitcher in Major League Baseball today? That is – Blackburn with the A's.
I am. When we get to in pocket, best bets, I go ahead and tip it off now. I bet Paul Blackburn, I think, in 2 of his last 3 starts. I'm going to say that The two most underrated quality pitchers in baseball both go today. And I'm going to have bets on them both as home underdogs. One is a guy you just mentioned, Zach Gallen.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is Paul Blackburn of the A's. The one thing that concerns me a little bit about this game, and I think you might be better off betting the A's in the first five. Blackburn, though, is plus 165 or so. I think that's the best number in the market. Overnight, it's Blackburn against Valdez for the Astros. Blackburn is 5-0, a 170 ERA, a 101 whip. Here's what I like, though. 47 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed only one home run. And he's really got good current form working for him. In his last 23 innings, he's allowed three runs and facing some pretty good offenses during that time. I'm concerned that he could lose this game tonight 2-1, 1-0. Who knows if who knows what the A's offense can give him in terms of support. I'm concerned about him losing a low-scoring game, but I think a plus 160, he's already cashed a couple times in this price range. He's worth a look tonight.
He did last week against Robbie Ray.
That's right.
When he was around the plus 155 number. Now, I will say the A's, too, with their bullpen. Jimenez has had a pretty decent season.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched the end of that A's-Rangers game yesterday. It was kooky. I think the Rangers had five or six errors in the game. It was really a silly baseball game.
Yeah.
But how it got away, wild pitch here, put a guy on base, Jimenez, and all of a sudden a 5-4 lead turns into 5-5, and then they got to win it somehow like in the bottom of the ninth. I don't know about that bullpen. So if it comes down to it and they have a lead, could be a little bit shaky. But first five, another angle for you to bet on Blackburn at a nice number.
Yeah, overnight, I couldn't find the first five number at a couple books in Vegas. I did put a small play. It's not a big bet for me, but I did bet Blackburn plus 160. What did I think? It was 162 last night. Yeah.
So he's made nine starts. The A's are 8-1. In his starts. He's 5-0 overall. That's his personal record. If you're betting...
And the A's are not a good baseball team.
No, they're
not.
And
for them to have that record in his starts tells you how good he's been.
I'll tell you, like, we do, like, the stuff on, you know, the betting splits page for VSiN.com. The betting resources right now on VSiN.com for the baseball stuff is awesome. And I'm looking right now at the most profitable pitchers in baseball. Blackburn, if you're betting, like, here's the example. If you're betting $100 every game on Blackburn when he pitches, right?
Yeah.
You've won $1,051 so far. The next closest guy in all of baseball is Drew Rasmussen, betting $100, $712. He's running away with the most profitable, you know, king, the title of it so far this season. I think if you've been betting him, and I like you, I have a couple of times, I think it's worth going back to the well one more time.
Yeah, I'm gonna try one more time. I don't like to bet the A's, but I do like to bet on Paul Blackburn, especially at plus 160, 165 in that price range. I think he's worth a look tonight. I did bet Zach Gallen, too, and this is another JVT. Jonathan Von Tobel and I had talked about this a lot on our show before the season. We both thought the D-backs were going to be a sleeper team, a team with a lot of value in the betting market because they were basically dismissed, disrespected, and I thought the D-backs were going to be a lot better than people thought. And also Zach Gallen was going to be the pitcher, I thought, who could be the ace of that staff. So he goes into tonight's game. 3-0, 2.22 ERA. The whip is outstanding, 0.83. He's got 47 strikeouts over 45 innings. And again, a guy who doesn't allow home runs, he's allowed only two in 45 innings. Zach Gallen is plus 105, a home dog tonight against the Braves and Spencer Strider. I did bet the D-backs overnight, too.
Okay, going to be on him?
Yeah.
All right, I will point this out as the Padres take on the Cardinals today. Now, Martinez is going for San Diego.
He's a bet against pitcher.
Yeah. I would agree with that. However, Packy Naughton is going for the Cardinals.
I saw a different starter named overnight. Is it Packy?
Did they change it out on me?
I don't know. I saw a different one listed, so I didn't have that on my notes. Is it Packy Naughton?
It is Naughton. Okay, so he's still going to be the guy.
Okay.
So, as everybody knows, Packy Naughton is a left-hander, right? He only has nine innings pitched so far this year. So I'm not even going to – it's such a small sample size. His numbers really don't mean much. I will give them to you, though. A 2.89 ERA. The FIP, ex-FIP, are a little bit higher, 4.53 and 3.10. Now, I know you said about Martinez, a bet against for the Padres. Mm-hmm. The Padres are the best team in baseball against lefties.
Yeah.
Now, that in terms of like a money line profit, their numbers, the Cardinals, I think, have better overall batting numbers. Some other teams might as well. But in terms of making a profit, Padres number one so far in baseball. They are 13-4 going against lefties on the season.
A lot of that has to do with Manny Machado, right-handed power hitter, and how good he's been against left-handed pitching. It was a surprise, by the way, Saturday night, if the Padres were big favorites against the Pirates, and Manny was scratched. He's got, I think, an elbow issue, right? Did he play yesterday?
I will double-check that.
If Machado's not in the lineup, that makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah. He's like the favorite to win the NL MVP at this point.
Yeah, right now he's about plus 250, 5-2 odds to win the MVP. Putting up great numbers. Mookie Betts has made a big move in that market too, by the way.
Oh, what a stretch he's on.
I want to mention this. I was watching some of the Phillies-Mets game last night.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, I'm going to say it was May 17th, so almost 2 weeks ago. Right when I got back from I was going to Hawaii, and I came back, and I went to the Westgate Superbook and picked up the sheet for NL MVP.
Yeah.
And Pete Alonso was listed at 40-1.
Holy, did you bet him?
May 17th, he was 40-1 at the Westgate. Well, I got back from my trip, I think, on the 22nd,
okay,
something like that. And I picked up the sheet. I said, 40-1 on Polar Bear Pete? You got to be kidding me. I walked up to the window. I'm going to fire on this. That's 10-1 now.
10-1 now. They
That's it. How much it moved in the course of like five or 6 days.
Yeah. Well, how about the move?
You've
on,
got a good number on Pete, right?
Oh, I got 20-1 on him.
Okay. Well, that's but decent.
Betts recently.
Mookie Betts got off to a really slow start in the first month or so, but man, he's been on fire.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is he absolutely just killing the baseball right now? What is he up to now? 13, 14 home runs on the year? It's like every single game. Oh, Betts did something great again. He's probably, you know, right now running away with most runs scored. So, up next, Heath Smith covers the Celtics and the NBA. Punter's chance, more than that, against the Warriors. We'll ask him coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
All right, it's here, the summer special at VSIN. For only $39, you get everything VSIN has to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, JVT on the NBA, Andy McNeil on hockey. We have lots of NFL offseason coverage as well. Golf, UFC, and more. If you want the full VSIN experience, the daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly. Live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st, vsin.com/summer.
Talk some NBA here. Keith Smith covers the league and the Celtics for CelticsBlog.com. He joins us here on Memorial Day. Keith, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yep. Your early impressions of what the NBA Finals might look like. We talked about this earlier today as now the Celtics have been through consecutive, you know, meat grinders, seven-game battles with the Bucks and also the Heat. Meanwhile, the Warriors are sitting here like on vacation, getting ready for Game One coming up on Thursday night. How, your early thought when you saw the Celtics win the game last night, or what it's going to look like against Golden State?
Yeah, I think these 3 days off are huge for the Celtics. Ime Udoka put it well, where he said, "You know, you celebrate on the plane ride home, and then we're right back to work on Golden State." And that's been their attitude. They move on, good or bad, from whatever happened previously, pretty quickly on to the next thing. I think we're set up for a really good series. The Warriors, even when they were at the height of their dynasty, the Celtics, for whatever reason, have played them very, very tough. They're possibly the only team that has a winning record at the Warriors, two different arenas over the last several years since they kind of came to the height of their powers. And, you know, I think we're set up for, you know, a really, really good, fun NBA Finals.
Keith, what do you think it looks like in terms of health on each side of this NBA Finals? You expect the Warriors to be get a couple bodies back for this series? And talk about the two guys for the Celtics who were banged up in the Eastern Conference Finals. You think they're going to be in better shape when this series tips off Thursday?
Yeah, on the Warriors side, it sounds like they're hopeful to maybe be full go, which means Andre Iguodala, Gary Payton II, and Otto Porter Jr. all healthy and ready to go. We'll see, you know, how that ultimately comes together if they are able to get those guys all back and, you know, fully on the floor. Porter's dealing with a foot injury. Peyton's coming off that broken elbow suffered against the Grizzlies. And then Iguodala's been out since the first round with a neck injury. But Steve Kerr said they're going to integrate him slowly, and we'll see. On the Boston side, Marcus Smart's good to go. You know, these few days off will be very big for him. He's got all sorts of problems. He's got, you know, a right ankle injury. He's got a right quad injury. He's got bruising up and down that same side. So he's, you know, going to do well to get off his feet for a day or two here. And then Robert Williams, we'll see. Ime Udoka's called him truly day to day. They don't know. It all depends on what the swelling looks like. So we'll see what that looks like. Basically game by game the rest of the way.
Yeah, they have to have him, in my opinion. That guy adds so much defensively. Now you brought up Smart, who's had a hell of a season. Now, on the flip side, is it my imagination, Keith? This happened at least twice, I believe, going all the way back to the Bucks series, and then again like last night. Why does Marcus Smart feel like he's obligated to take all these key shots down, you know, in the waning minutes of a close game when it's getting tight? Like, they almost blew that huge lead in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Can he pass? Can he get, you know, remember that Jason Tatum is probably the go-to guy on the team?
Yeah, I think he feels obligated because the way the Celtics offense works is if you're open, you shoot it. And now there's something to be said of, well, you're open for a reason.
Yeah, right.
In that, but you know, Marcus Smart this year has been a pretty good shooter. He's you know, especially on open shots, he's knocked down, knocked them down at a pretty good clip. So I think it is, important to recognize that as well. And his confidence never wanes. Even when this was a guy who was making, you know, 32% of his 3-point shots, he was still going to take them. But there were moments in the fourth quarter, especially some of them that came, you know, with still, you know, 11, 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Those are the ones you probably want to avoid versus kind of looking for that knockout punch. But, you know, that's the way they play. He is who he is. And in the end, it didn't cost them.
All right. There were some pretty big odds out there on the Celtics in January, early February. Keith, what was your stance on the combination of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when a lot of people said, hey, this isn't going to work. It's obvious you're going to have to trade one of these guys. Did you always believe that this could work with Brown and Tatum?
Yeah, I thought that the conversation was crazy. I never understood the thinking behind, you know, splitting those two guys up. The NBA right now, you've got 30 teams that are trying to find good two-way wings, guys who can score, guys who can defend. Boston has two of them that are young. They're already proven all-star level guys, and they can, you know, do a lot of things, you know, besides just score and defend. They're both coming along as passers and playmakers. They're versatile defenders where they can switch and guard all sorts of guys. So I always felt like it was more get healthy, get the right pieces around them, mm-hmm. and you'll see them take off versus, yeah, these two guys are never going to make it. Let's split them up. We have such a rush to judgment right. in this league of, you know, we got to change things right away. And there's times when it's just take a breath. It'll be mm-hmm. okay.
You know, it's interesting when you look at this finals, Keith, you've got, you were talking about playmakers, you got shot makers on both sides, but you also have the top two teams in the association in defensive efficiency. So what type of series do you think we're going to see here in terms of scores? Can we have a high-scoring series, or do you think defenses are going to dictate the pace? What do you expect?
Yeah, it is funny. You know, I think people, especially with the Warriors, they look and they see Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson and now Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins, and they see all the three-pointers in that, and they assume this is a team that wants to race it up and down the floor and, you know, hit a million three-pointers and, you know, play this, you know, these shootout, barn burner kind of games. And that's not the case. They want to lock in defensively. They don't run up and down the floor at some crazy pace. They play, you know, pretty much in line with a lot of the other teams. So I think we're going to get a lot of really good defensive games here. Both teams are set up very, I think, in a lot of ways uniquely to guard each other, where you're going to see 10 guys on the floor more often than not, where each side's going to trust those 10 guys to guard any one of the other five players on the other side. And it's going to be, you know, switching, and it could be really tough at times to come by points. And that's going to mean, you know, when you get those opportunities, it's going to be big. One thing to keep an eye on, turnovers. Both Boston and Golden State are prone to throwing the ball away a lot, kind of tossing it all over the gym. And the team that can force the most of those and make the most of them by turning them into points the other way is going to have a big, big advantage.
Great observation. Keith Smith, our guest on Twitter, at Keith Smith NBA, CelticsBlog.com as well. So then your overall prediction, who do you like to win the series? How many games?
Yeah, at this point, I got to ride with the Celtics. I can't pick against them. I go back and forth between Celtics and six because that would mean they're closing out at home, or Celtics and seven on the road. I'm going to go with Celtics and six. I think this time they'll learn the lesson. I don't think they're going to be at all worried about going to play in San Francisco. They've proven, we'll take it on the road. This entire playoffs, and they've won a bunch of big games on the road in the playoffs. I think they can do it at least one more time, steal that home court advantage, and then close it out in six at home in Boston.
That's interesting, too, Keith. When you look at it, the Celtics won game five and game seven on the road in Miami. You've covered the NBA for a long time, and I did, too. I was covering the NBA in the 90s. Very, very seldom do you see a team win a game seven on the road and then win a game one on the road in the next series. But do you feel like the Celtics can go there and steal game one in San Francisco on Thursday?
I think they can. They're coming off this really tough physical series with Miami, and there is something to be said that they're going to be beat up, but they're going to have these few days off to kind of rest and recover. It's not like Ime Udoka is going to say, all right, we got to run a two-a-day here or something like that ahead of the finals. It's going to be a lot of rest, recovery, and a lot of, walkthrough preparing, for things. Now, I think the other thing that has them set up well, the Warriors are a very good defense. They're not the same kind of physical defense Miami is. So I think, for the Celtics, when they come off of this series against Miami, where every, felt like they had to fight for every inch of space on the court, you're not going to have to do that as much. They may feel a little bit freer. And because of that, I think we're going to see them play well. I'm not going to say they definitely win game one, but I do think they have a better chance than a lot of people are giving them.
So Keith, if your prediction is true and they win in six games, who is the NBA Finals MVP then for Boston?
Yeah, I would lean towards Jason Tatum. It's more often than not the best player on the team that wins. And I think, if the Celtics are going to win a championship, he's going to have to be the guy who leads them there. But, Jaylen Brown could be, a really good choice. And every once in a while you get a sleeper who slips in there. And if it's going to be somebody like that, Marcus Smart, maybe Al Horford, but I would, put my prediction behind Jason Tatum.
Again, follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA. You can read him at CelticsBlog.com. Thank you so much for the time today and enjoy the series.
I appreciate it. Thank you, and have a happy and safe Memorial Day.
You too. If we get a sleeper, I think Marcus Smart would be the guy on the Celtics side if they win at 45-1.
You find Marcus Smart around 50-1? That would be the long shot I think I would look at first.
Yeah. I bet Horford during the Bucks series at 200-1.
He was great in that series.
He was awesome. Up next, does he deserve a look every time out, even though he's the favorite or the shortest shot on the board? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon to compete free for cash all season. Enter weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,500 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon now to join the action. Blue Moon made brighter, 21 plus only. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. So you had a winner at the Charles Schwab golf tournament this weekend. I don't know how you pulled Sam Burns out of your ass, but you did.
Well, I think it was easy to pick Sam Burns when you're handicapping the event last week. He had course form. He had current form. And he's in that odds range that I like to look for, 30-1, mm-hmm. 40-1. So it was easy to actually, I think, target Sam Burns, at least for me last week. I don't know how the hell he won. I still don't know
how the ticket cashed.
The guy is in the clubhouse, 5-under 65. He's 9-under. And at that point, five guys are tied for the lead at 10-under. You just don't see all five guys collapse. And that's what it was going to take for Sam Burns to win that tournament. Well, four of the five guys collapsed, and then he beat Scottie Scheffler in a playoff, and Sam Burns had to hit a 38-foot birdie putt to do it. How about that?
Yep.
So I mean, that's honestly one of the luckiest golf wins I've ever had. But if you bet this stuff every week like you do, like I do, you get some bad beats too.
Well, I mean,
you get some tough beats. So I'm not gonna give it back.
For sure.
I'm not gonna apologize. You just take the win here on Sam Burns. And move on. Hey, I've lost twice with Will Zalatoris in a playoff in the last 4 months. I'll take the playoff win yesterday on swinging Sammy B.
Balances, Matt.
Yeah.
Life is all about balances, right? Okay, so I want to ask you this about Scottie Scheffler. Because when John Rahm was the shortest shot on the board for a good year, and he was 10-1 almost every week, and sometimes he would dip below that. And I would see like professional bettors making a case for John Rahm, all the time. I'm like, God, he's got to win more to make a case to bet him at 10-1.
No question.
Well, here you're looking at a guy that Scottie Scheffler is doing what John Rahm should have been doing for a full year.
If Scheffler had won yesterday, I think it would have been his fifth win in his last 10 starts.
And I think that would have been 5 wins in 105 days.
Right.
I think is the math on that. So, and he's not going to be around 10-1 in most of these tournaments, but do you? Sounds dumb because I hate to do this. But if people were doing it for John Rahm, does Scheffler deserve a look like every time he goes out there and plays?
Well, I think he's going to get a look from a lot of golf bettors. He's not going to get a look from me.
Yeah.
I don't bet guys in a 10-1, 12-1 range.
I don't really either. Yep.
I can't bet the favorites. I mean, there's got to be a very rare set of circumstances for me to bet a guy at 10-1 to win a golf tournament. It's not going to happen. Now, this week, you're going to hear a lot of people making a case for Scottie Scheffler. Last year, the winner in the tournament at the Memorial in Ohio was 13-under. Scheffler was 11-under. He played great on this course. Again, course form, current form, Scottie Scheffler's got it all. I just can't bet him at 10-1. You're going to find plenty of other players with more attractive odds that you can play this week at the Memorial. And
who do you like early?
I think Colin Morikawa's guy who sets up well. He was actually 13-under in this tournament a year ago. Morikawa doesn't seem like he should win more.
Yes, it does.
Since he won the British Open last year when he looked like the best player in the history of golf, some of the shots he hit, I always wonder why this guy doesn't win more. But Morikawa sets up well on this course. I think Max Homa is going to be an attractive like mid-range shot this week. Homa opened last year's tournament at the Memorial with a 69-69. So he was right there. Aaron Wise, Xander Schauffele. I don't bet Schauffele to win anymore, but he played well last year on this course, and I think he's going to be a popular guy with a lot of cappers. I would look at Schauffele in matchups. I don't bet him to win.
Put it this way. His number to win outright would have to be something that you could not refuse.
If you start seeing Schauffele in like the 35-1 range.
That's exactly the number I had in my mind.
Yeah, I would consider him again. Not a 20-25
nope.
to 1. Can't do it.
Nope.
So anyway, the odds will be out, I would say, by early afternoon today. I have not zeroed in on who I'm going to play this week. But I can say Max Homa, Aaron Wise, or a couple long shots I will consider.
Okay. You want to give this a pop, by the way? You do this every single year.
Yeah, this is it. Third annual VSIN Invitational. It's set. We got the date set for Sunday, August 7th at the Prim Valley Golf Club. It's going to be a two-player scramble format again. A noon shotgun start, so it's going to be good and hot on Sunday, August 7th. And it's free to play for VSIN subscribers. Just send me an email. Matt@vsin.com. We'll get you signed up for the tournament. We got a lot of great prizes in this event. Mitch, last year, gave away a futures ticket on Kansas to win the NCAA championship.
Beautiful.
That one paid off. So you could actually get paid to play in this golf tournament. Prim Valley, my favorite golf course, about 40 minutes outside of Vegas on I-15 South, right across the California state line. And, we're going to have a good crowd out there again this year. A lot of bettors, bookmakers that you know will be in the field. We'll have about 40, 50 players probably.
Yeah. It's a good, I mean, look.
And hopefully it's about 110 or so when we tee off.
Well, you like it 120 when you go golfing.
2 years ago we had this one. It was 115.
Yeah, right in your wheelhouse.
115, yeah.
So this is perfect for people coming out here to sign up for the contest in August, right? And they might not go back home until Monday or Tuesday, whatever. Hey, what can I do? Go out and play golf. Hit them up. Go play with you and a bunch of other bettors and odds makers, and it'll definitely be worth your time.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get the date set. I had a lot of people asking. They wanted to make trips to Vegas and play in the VSIN tournament.
Good
they
deal.
Also want to play in the Westgate tournament. Jay Cornegay told me the tentative date for the Westgate golf tournament is going to be Saturday, August 20th. But the great thing about the VSIN Invitational, it's so hot out there. It's just you, the Rattlesnakes, and the Roadrunners on the course.
Yep.
That's it.
When was the last time that Matt Youmans went to a theater to watch a movie?
Oh,
do you have any idea?
Oh, boy.
Has it been 10 years?
No. Actually, probably two. I don't know.
Before the pandemic last time?
You I think been, so.
Yeah. I don't think I've been to a movie at a theater since probably the winter of 2019.
I saw the Lady Gaga movie. Rising Star, what was it called? A Star is Born?
A Star is Born, yeah.
I think that's the last one. I went with a chick, a good friend, to see that movie.
A good friend, yeah, pals, amigos. by the way, this is from a member of the Follow the Money Army. This is a big deal on this show, people who take off their shoes and socks.
Oh, no.
This is from somebody who went to go see Top Gun last night, luxury seating, right below him. Again, you're not at your house. Don't take the shoes off. Don't take the socks off. You got to be kidding me with this. You should be forced to leave. Come on. Be better than that. Be a human being.
That's bad. It's not as bad as when people take their shoes off on the airplane.
No, that's the worst of all time.
At least you got some space here. It looks like, you know, nobody's right in front of her. That's not the worst I've seen, but yeah. That's
shoes and socks off on an airplane is a lifetime in prison as far as I'm concerned. But you are going to go watch Top Gun?
I will go see Top Gun.
And you hate Tom Cruise.
I can't
How?
Stand it. Well, first of all, you can't be a 5'5" action star who's knocking people out all the time.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that have to do with anything? He makes unbelievable movies.
He's a pint-sized punk.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, first of all, I don't like the Scientology nonsense either, but we can get into that. But Tom Cruise, he's a quirky character. I think his best movies were a long time ago. I loved Risky Business, All the Right Moves. What else? What else can you throw out there? I thought...
Well, let me guess.
Those are two of my favorite Tom Cruise movies. Risky Business, All the Right Moves, a really good football movie. I did like Top Gun way back in the day.
Yeah.
I did like Top Gun.
Very good.
And that's why I'll go see this movie It's got to be the movie of the year.
Let me tell you this. I'm a little scared of the hype because it is off the charts at this point.
Even people who saw it this weekend, I think it opened on Friday, they said, this is awesome.
Every single person who I know, who I don't know, doesn't matter, they're saying this is maybe his best movie of all time.
Really?
And it's something that you have to go watch in the theater, find it on the biggest screen that you can find it, because it's incredible.
I will say one thing about Tom Cruise that's somewhat impressive. The guy looks like he hasn't aged much at all in the last 30 years.
It's, he has, he's worth probably $5 billion, right. But he looks like he's still 26 years old.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's not any taller.
Did you ever watch Minority Report?
No.
Oh, so good. It's incredible. And I'm guessing that you're also not a big Mission Impossible guy.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, no. The last Fallout.
Did he do his own stunts?
Yes. Fallout that came out, I think, in the summer of 2019 is, Matt, there's no debate. It's the best action movie of all time,
really?
Period. Yes.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. And they're doing two more of them.
Can't wait. Get the popcorn ready.
Okay, you can't wait. The last movie I watched at a theater.
I do want to see Top Gun. I think it's great. All right, what's the last movie you watched?
The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey. Did you see that?
I can't stand that guy.
I'm telling you what. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. Up next, Blue Jays play-by-play voice on the show. Based on some of their struggles, how active are they planning to be before the trade deadline?
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service, award-winning customer service, award-winning customer service, award-winning customer...
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating, or inflation, and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.